From KERA Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton, it's Anything You Ever Wanted to Know. I'm Stephen Becker, and again this week for Jeff Whittington. It is Friday, the 15th of August, and we'll be taking your questions and answers this hour. Our telephone number is 800-933-5372, or you can email your questions or answers to us at anything@kera.org. Well, let's see. Starting off this week, let's go with Michael, who writes, "The last couple of weeks when riding my bike at dusk, I've noticed what I'm assuming are bats in the neighborhoods around East Dallas, especially between the lake and Abrams. Am I assuming right? Do they live here, or are they migrating to Austin or elsewhere and just stopping here for dinner?" We'll see if we can get an answer to that question for you, Michael. Let's see, a couple of fitness-related questions. Rose and Irving wants to know, does anyone know where in the DFW area I can go run indoors on a track or treadmill for free or close to free? And Michael in Dallas asks, are there any pools in the East Dallas area that are available for adult fitness, such as for swimming laps, or are there any fitness centers that would offer a limited membership for use of the pool for exercise? 800-933-5372, or email the show at anything@kera.org if you can help out today. Let's see, and one more question to start off here. Karen writes, which store can I go to, and she prefers a store, not online, she says, to get a pentalobe screwdriver for iPhone screen repair. This screwdriver is used to open the screws next to the speakers. Let's see. Before we go to the phones, let's just clean up a little business from last week. You might remember we had the caller who asked about her cat using a particular beloved chair in the house for its own personal litter box. Well, Janelle writes that we got a lot of response to this question, and they kind of fell into two camps. So these are kind of the summations. Janelle writes, in answer to the woman who wrote in wondering how to stop their cat from peeing on the furniture, it is my understanding that cats going outside the litter box is a behavior and or stress-related issue. She should ask her vet about getting a prescription. She says, I've used that for years and it's worked out great. But then Selena writes in and says, putting foil on the chair or a citrus scent around or sprayed on the chair should help him not want to go near. And we did get several people recommending foil as a deterrent for cats. And then you might also remember we were talking about the phrase all y'all. We had an emailer, who was curious about that phrase and if that was actually correct. Well, Jeffrey in Fort Worth wrote in to say, English once had two second-person pronouns, thou, which referred to one person, and you, which referred to more than one. Standard English long ago dropped thou, but in the South, and particularly in Texas, we have retained the distinction by using you to refer to one and y'all to refer to more than one. Given this, the phrase all y'all makes perfect sense. It's the Texan equivalent of all of you. So, hope that clears that up. 800-933-5372 is where you can ask your questions and answers. And let's start off this week with Brent in East Texas. Brent, thanks for calling anything.
Hey, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you.
I'm laughing after that last one.
Did you have a question or answer today? Hello, Brent, are you still there? Yeah, it sounds like we've lost Brent. So how about we go next to Julie in Dallas? Julie, thanks for calling anything. Hello, Julie.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes. Do you have a question or answer today?
I have a question.
Okay.
I'm wanting to connect with anyone in North Texas who suffers from adrenal fatigue. It's a stress condition that makes you chronically tired, and I'd like to know if there's a support group, if anyone is a physician qualified to treat this. It's common but not well known, and I'd like some help with it.
Okay. Well, hey, thanks for calling. We'll see if we can get an answer for you at 800-933-5372, or again, you can email us at anything@kera.org. Let's stick with the phones for now and go to Ken in Fort Worth. Ken, thanks for calling.
Hello, thank you for taking my call.
Sure. Do you have an answer today?
An answer, yes.
Okay.
For the fellow that wanted to recycle expired medicine.
Right, right.
The city of Fort Worth picks it up once or twice a year for free.
Okay.
Is
that something you have to arrange with them, or how does that work?
No, you just, they show up to a site in different parts of the town, mm-hmm. and you just take your stuff and drop it off.
Okay. Well, I guess that information maybe would be available on the city's website, you think?
I'm pretty sure it would be.
Okay. Well, hey, thanks so much for calling, Ken.
Thank you. Bye.
And let's go once more to the phones. Let's talk to James in Stephenville. James, thanks for calling anything.
Hi, Stephen. I have a question for you.
Okay, shoot.
About 15 years ago, there was a lady in Dallas that used to work with some of the smaller theaters in the Metroplex, not your Fair Parks and Bass Halls, but maybe Theater 3. There was a theater at White Rock Lake. 2 or 3 days before a production, if those theaters had tickets left to sell, she would make them available at a discounted rate.
Okay.
And I'm just curious if anybody knows if that service or any service like that still exists in the Metroplex. And if so, how do you find out what performances are available?
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what, we will pull the crowd and see if we can find an answer for you.
Thank you so much, Steve.
All right. Thank you. 800-933-5372, if you've got the answer to that or any of the other questions from today. There's one more question we got via email. This is from Anthony, who says, over the years, the Coca-Cola Starplex Entertainment Venue has had many names, Jex Energy Pavilion, Smirnoff Center, etc. But has it always been at the same location? I went with my parents to Starplex in the 80s to see the Beach Boys. I swear Starplex was in a different place at that time, i.e. not at the fairgrounds. It seems much bigger and more open, and most people... It seemed much bigger and more open, and most people brought blankets and sat on the ground. I was thinking it might have been located near the southwest side of 75 and 635. Is my memory faulty, or did Starplex used to be at a different location? Well, Anthony, if we can find the answer to that question, we'll let you know. We'll poll the crowd. Let's see. Let's go back to the phones to Christy in Wiley. Christy, thanks for calling anything.
Hi there. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet. Did you have a question or answer today?
This was an answer. I'm calling in regards to the cats, and I just went through this like 8 months ago with my kids. They had a male cat that was spraying, and vinegar is actually, it works awesome, but you got to be careful if there's plants around. So if it's like furniture or a wall area or anything, get vinegar, put it in a spray bottle, and just spray the area with an open spray, not that blast spray.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's a plant that they are continually going to, digging in, spraying at or anything like that, if you can find one of those, you know how you get a big bouquet of a plant and say there's a flower in it, but they've got it in a tiny little green vase that has like a green stopper at the top,
mm-hmm,
that you can
sure.
put that one stem in there. Take one of those, put about a quarter of an inch to half an inch of vinegar down at the bottom of it and put it down in the plant. Put the cap on it. It's got that little hole in it, but leave it up about an inch because really that vinegar touches that plant, it's going to kill it. But just putting that like that will keep the plant, the cat from even going in the plant and digging in it.
So cats, neither cats nor plants like vinegar is what you're saying.
Yeah, it'll kill weeds too. However, you've got to be extremely careful. So there you go. Vinegar is good for a weed killer as well.
Okay.
And it doesn't hurt your environment, but it will kill any neighboring plants. You got to be careful.
I appreciate it. Hey, thanks for calling.
Have a good one.
A couple more questions that have come in through the email box. Red asks, who has the right of way when a highway exit lane merges onto multi-lane frontage roads? So I think he's talking about when you exit the highway and there's two-lane traffic on one side of the highway. Let's see. Steve in Dallas asks, since dolphins have blowholes, what is their nose area called? Is it a beak? Then a couple of answers. Wayne on how to throw away medicine bottles or get rid of medicines. He says, every doctor has a red medical waste basket in their office that you can put old or unused prescriptions in. So maybe the next time you're visiting your doctor, you can see if they've got that. And Sam has a solution for getting rid of water spots. He says, mix a little bit of vinegar and water in a bucket and spray or wash the windshield with it. The vinegar helps cut through the water spots. Thanks a lot for that solution, Sam. Let's go back to the phones here. How about let's talk to Lawrence in Carrollton. Lawrence, thanks for calling.
Hi.
Hi.
This is an answer, or at least a potential answer, with regard to the woman who had some adrenal fatigue.
Uh-huh.
In the past, I'd had something similar, thinking that it might be related to my thyroid, but then whenever I got a formula specifically for adrenal difficulties, it helped me almost immediately. And what it was, at the time at least, and I don't know if it's available in this form any longer, but I was in Whole Foods, and they had the liquid raw adrenal formula. Hmm. And I believe that that's, if I recall correctly, that's exactly what it was called. I'm not sure that they're selling it anymore, but I know for a fact that there are herbal and, you know, other combinatorial supplements available with support for adrenal glands.
Okay. And so that was like a natural support that they sold at the store there?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, hey, thanks for calling. We'll see if that helps them out. And while we're on the topic, let's go to Mallory in Dallas. Mallory, thanks for calling.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, yes, I would definitely recommend seeing an endocrinologist
okay.
if she can. Because, yes, they are glands. They're adrenal glands sitting above your kidneys.
Mm-hmm.
And it's such kind of a vague symptom. You know, there's a lot of, you know, things that could be, like the guy mentioned, thyroid disorders. The main thing is you'll have the elevated cortisone in your blood, the stress hormone, and so she should have that checked. And
okay.
definitely, you know, even if you had to get a reference from a primary care physician, I would recommend it, but definitely see an endocrinologist. That way you can get right to the root of the problem and know exactly what it is. Because like I said, it has a lot of vague symptoms that can be tied to other things or associated with something else.
Okay. Well, hey, thanks for the advice. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. Take care. Let's see. Just circling back to a couple of the questions we had at the very top of the hour. Robert in Dallas was asking about two pillars with no bridge on them at the intersection of 114 and President George Bush Toll Road. He says there's no construction going on in the area anymore. Were they a costly mistake or will they be used in the future? So if you travel that stretch of road often and can provide an answer, 800-933-5372, or you can email us at anything@kera.org. And Michael was asking about, he says, the last couple of weeks when riding at dusk, I've noticed that I am, what I'm assuming are bats in the neighborhoods around East Dallas, especially between the lake and Abrams Road. Do they live here or are they migrating to Austin? I think he's saying Austin because if you've been to Austin, of course, the bats this time of year are flooding out of below the South Congress Bridge. He just wants to know, are they on their way to Austin or are they stopping here on their way there? What's going on with that? So if you live in East Dallas and have seen said bats and would like to weigh in, 800-933-5372. Then we were still looking for places where you can run indoors on a track or on a treadmill for free in the DFW area, or a pool in East Dallas that might be available for adult fitness, such as swimming laps, or a fitness center that allows maybe a limited membership. Maybe they've got a pool as well as a full exercise facility, but this person just wants the pool. Maybe they'll cut you a deal on using just the pool. If you've got an answer to that or any of the questions we've been asking this hour, or you got a new question you'd like to throw out there, we'd love to hear from you at 800-933-5372, or you can email the show at anything@kera.org. We'll be back in just a bit. It's anything you ever wanted to know. I am Stephen Becker in this week for Jeff Whittington. We're taking your questions and answers this hour. Our telephone number is 800 833-5372, or you can email us at anything@kera.org. We've had a number of people being very patient on the phone, so why don't we go to the phone to talk to Ed at DFW Airport. Ed, thanks for calling.
Hi, I'm calling about the question about Starplex and its location.
Yeah.
The reference to 75 and the southwest corner of 75 and LBJ, that may have been the outdoor concerts that EDS hosted at its headquarters location on Forest Lane back in the late 70s, early 80s.
Yeah, and to further confuse things, I believe that place might have been called Starfest. Does that sound familiar to you?
Yeah, that does ring a bell. I was, a relatively new hire back then.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But yeah, that was the outdoor concerts we had on the campus there.
All right. Well, hey, thanks for calling in.
Okay.
Let's go to the phones again here. Let's see. How about we talk to Linda in Fort Worth? Linda, thanks for calling.
Hi. I just have more answers about the cat that's peeing on the chair.
Okay.
The foil is a really good idea, and it works, but it might just redirect the cat to another place.
Yeah,
so
that's
true. I would suggest adding one or two or even three more litter boxes and experiment with different kinds of litter to see if there's a litter that will be more attractive to the cat. Also, consider if it happens at certain times, and I think she said that it did happen at certain times. At those times, I would try confining the cat to wherever the litter boxes are so that he has no choice but to use them. And because often the cats can be really fussy about their litter.
Sure. Okay.
So different types of litter.
Yeah.
See what he will use, what he seems to like. Maybe he would like to pee in some kind of very soft, cushy litter that would remind him of his chair.
All right. Well, it sounds like our caller that had the original question has some experimenting to do. Thanks so much for weighing in.
Sure. Thanks.
All right. Bye-bye. Let's see a couple of things into the email box here. Mike has an answer for the caller who was interested in a pentalobe screwdriver for the iPhone. He says tiny pentalobe screwdriver sets are available at Fry's. There's one at 75 in the Bush Turnpike. They have all the tools needed for iPhone repair. Thomas has a solution for the gym. He says the town of Addison has a $10 health club for its residents, including an indoor and outdoor pool, gym, upper deck, etc., and also has a running track. It says members can invite guests for $8 a visit. Rebecca writes in with the answer for the caller who was suffering from adrenal fatigue. Actually, I believe that was an email. She says, I've been dealing with the same issues and have found help, on a website called mindfulnutrition.com. It says there's information there from nutritionists and holistic specialists. Hope that helps. Going back to the question about the indoor pool use, Jennifer writes that Texas Health Finley Ewing Cardiovascular and Fitness Center in Dallas, that's over by Greenville and Walnut Hill area, has a 25-yard, 5-lane indoor heated pool. Sounds nice. Andrew writes about those columns at 114 that the caller was interested in, an emailer about construction that looked like it had been abandoned. He says, I believe those are columns for an unfinished trolley tram system in Las Colinas. How exciting. 800-933-5372 if you've got an answer or an additional question this hour, or you can email the show at anything@kera.org. Let's go back to the phones to Sarah in Dallas. Sarah, thanks for calling anything. Hello, Sarah. All right. Sarah is not in Dallas, actually. Let's go to, how about Karen in Dallas? Karen.
Yes.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for calling anything.
Have an answer for y'all.
Okay.
Y'all is singular. All y'all is plural.
Okay.
All y'all, plural, possessive.
Okay. So like all y'all's coats? Something like that would be referencing a group's, something that a group owns, I suppose. Hello, Karen. All right. Well, thanks for calling nonetheless. Let's go back to the phones to Susan in Plano. Susan, thanks for calling anything.
Hi, thank you. I've got a couple of ideas on the adrenal fatigue question.
Yeah.
The doctor I saw who diagnosed me was a functional endocrinologist, not a regular endocrinologist.
Okay, what's the difference there?
A different way of coming about the knowledge. He was also a chiropractor, so some people are into that, some people aren't. He's no longer in the area, though, and they can be hard to find. What may also help is there's a book by a Dr. Wilson. I don't remember the title offhand. It may be something as simple as adrenal fatigue, but it has a lot of helping you figure out how you came into this, how to get out. There may be some sort of support community having formed around that doctor and the book that you might be able to find online. Mm-hmm. And it had a lot of great suggestions in it for self-care and changing habits to help get through and over this and make modifications to your lifestyle to make it easier to deal with the condition and possibly get over it.
So in your research, did you find that there's lots of different solutions to this common problem?
A lot of it came down to figuring out my choices and what I was doing that was draining me and how to either avoid certain people in my life or make different choices or make eat different things. The previous caller's suggestion about some of the adrenal products helped as well. It was a process, and it took some work, but I feel a lot better now, and I have a different outlook on life to keep me from getting back into that place and getting back out of it easier when it happens again.
Okay. Well, hey, thanks a lot for calling and weighing in. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. Have a good day. To the email box we go again. We had a caller who was interested in getting rid of medicine stuff, medicine ointments, things like that. Dorman writes in to say that Dallas has a chemical hazardous waste facility specialty site on Plano Road between Forest Lane and Miller Road. It is immediately north of the DART light rail line. It's on the east side of the road, and one should take proof of Dallas residency. That's true. If you bring your driver's license or a water bill there, you can deposit and get rid of any hazardous materials you have. That goes for, I know I've taken old gasoline there or engine oil, all that kind of stuff. They will take care of it for you there. So thanks a lot, Dorman. Let's go back to the phones to Aaron in Dallas. Aaron, thanks for calling anything.
Yes, thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, you bet. So you have a question or answer today?
I have a question.
Okay.
I was wondering if anyone in the audience knows of a digital media company or animation company that offers paid internships to current students.
Okay.
In that field.
What kind of work are you interested in?
Mainly animation, and I do dabble a little bit of work in Photoshop as well as Adobe Premiere.
Okay. Well, hey, we'll ask the crowd and see if we can get an answer for you, okay?
All right. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Aaron. If you can help out any of our folks with questions today, 800-933-5372, or send us an email to anything@kera.org. That's where Claire wrote us about swimming in East Dallas. She says, the Samuel Grand Park on East Grand does have a pool. Annual registration for that park used to be $10 for people ages 60 and up. We have a answer to the merging lanes question when exiting a highway. Adam says, the vehicle exiting from the freeway onto a frontage road has the right of way. This is true regardless of how many lanes the frontage road has. This is unlike most Y intersections where the vehicle on the through road has the right of way. Thanks a lot, Adam. Harold in McKinney writes about Starplex. He says, it was once off of Coit Road just south of I-635 in the early 80s. I remember going there to see Crosby, Stills, and Nash. I guess that was when Young was not part of the band. And Karen in Hearst writes about the bats. She says, bats can be colonizing the bridge. They live there. Some bats are migratory and will leave for Mexico before the winter. And one more question from the inbox. Joan wants to know, her bathtub faucet pull top does not stop water from coming through when the shower. How can I fix this? I suppose when she's trying to switch from the faucet to the bathtub faucet to the shower, we're not something screwy in there in the plumbing and is not totally cutting off the shower. So if you can help out Joan, 800-933-5372, or shoot us an email to anything at kera.org. How about we go back to the phones and check in on Travis in Arlington. Travis, thanks for calling anything.
Hi.
Hi.
I wanted to chime in on the y'all question.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is a popular one these days.
Yeah. It's funny because even Texans have their own strange views of what it means, what it doesn't mean. And,
mm-hmm.
and I wanted to chime in on what I know about it.
Yeah, so what is your strange view of the term?
All right, first of all, y'all, it is not singular because it is a contraction of two words, mm-hmm. you and all. So when you say y'all, and it's Y apostrophe A-L-L, not Y-A apostrophe L-L as I've seen it.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, it refers to you collectively. Like if you go into a gas station and say, do y'all sell tire gauges?
Right.
That means not just that cashier, but the business, the entity, the larger unit. In Pennsylvania, they say yuns.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yuns want to go get pizza.
So is it your understanding then that all y'all is redundant?
All y'all is redundant
okay.
because the all already mm-hmm. covers the collective quality that y'all already brings. And besides, it would be like saying all you all.
Sure, sure. Well, you have to admit that all y'all has a nice little, it sounds good anyway.
It's colloquial.
Yeah, I don't know if it's useful.
Fun, especially for people who don't hear it every day. But in Pennsylvania, they have the same kind of issue where they combine you and ones,
uh-huh.
you ones.
Okay.
And so anyway, it's collective.
Okay. Well, hey, thanks for weighing in, Travis.
Oh, thank you.
All right. Have a good day. And let's get one more on the topic. Let's go to Jacob in Dallas. Jacob, thanks for calling.
Hey, thank you. Yeah, I'm just jumping on the previous caller
mm-hmm.
about the idea of y'all. It's a deal that goes back in grammar for almost all of language for history.
Mm-hmm.
And it's what's called the second person plural.
Okay.
And the past caller got it pretty much dead on, is that that's something that actually has dropped from the English language that needs to be there. It's in all other languages just about, but since English is kind of a amalgamation of a lot of different other languages,
mm-hmm.
we don't have it, and so we compensate by saying in some places you guys or youans or y'all in the South.
Okay. Well, hey, thanks for helping us clear that up.
No problem.
All right. Have a good day. And thanks to y'all or all y'all, as you might prefer, for calling in with your answers today. 800-933-5372 is where you can contribute to our little conversation, or you can email us at anything@kera.org. Let's get another response to the question about the bats. Sarah, thanks for calling.
Hi. I actually also have an answer about the tub as well. But as far as the bats are concerned, we have an extremely vibrant community of bats in the East Dallas area near White Rock Lake. And they're wonderful critters that are great to have on your property because they'll help keep your insect population down. And you actually can purchase bat boxes to try to give them a nice little place to hang out at Gecko Hardware.
Okay.
Also, as far as the faucet is concerned, it sounds like some faucets, the little piece that stops the water is sometimes plastic.
Mm-hmm.
And depending upon what part of town you live in, there can be a lot of mineral deposits and that kind of thing that can eventually cause the plastic to crack or to break. And that's generally when you won't be getting that nice tight fit anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Replacement pieces for that are available at your local hardware store.
Okay. Hey, thanks. Hey, getting one quick question about the bats. Is there a particular area, more specifically, that you've been noticing them?
Around the Lakewood, Lake Highlands, Little Forest Hills area,
mm-hmm.
generally where there's tall, established trees.
Okay.
You'll find those guys at night because they know that that's where they can find insects. There's also a lot of them around the lake since there's mayflies and all kinds of stuff near the water.
Sure. Hey, well, thanks for letting us know.
Thank you.
All right, thanks so much. Let's see. Let's go back to the phones one more time, and let's speak with Mohammed in Arlington. Mohammed, thanks for calling.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, great. Do you have a question today?
Yes, I have a question. My question is if anybody knows where I can find, like, a store that sells affordable professional voice recording devices that could help me produce anything, like a not a song, but like the devices that help me produce professional voice recordings, basically.
Okay, so you're just looking for a really high-end recorder.
Yes.
Okay. Well, hey, we'll see if we can get an answer for you, okay?
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you. 800-933-5372 if you can help us out with any of our questions today, or email us at anything@kera.org. Let's take one more call before we go to a break and talk to Tex. Tex, thanks for calling.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, great. So you had answer about the cats, right?
Yes, I did. Male cats that are not neutered don't necessarily just spray because they have to pee. They spray because they are marking their territory.
Hmm.
They are trying to establish dominance. So if this person that has the cat spraying has several cats or has introduced a new cat recently to the household, that is going to be why that cat is doing that. And the best way to handle that is to get the male cat neutered.
Okay. And is that something that you've had experience with, or are you a cat owner yourself?
Yes, sir. I'm 70 years old, and I've had cats all my life and worked in vet offices and in rescue groups.
Okay. Well, hey, we really appreciate you filling us in.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Yeah. Have a good rest of the day. 800-933-5372 or anything@kera.org. I think we have time to one more quick call, so let's go to Gene in Dallas. Gene, thanks for calling.
Hi, let me turn this off speaker. I heard I only partially heard the last answer about bats, but mm-hmm. I did read on the news that people on the M Street that mm-hmm. sort of East Dallas, that they are putting up bat houses to get rid of mosquitoes. So that could be one reason that people are seeing them.
Okay.
As far as medications, it's true that Dallas twice a year will set up locations where people can go and drop off meds. Also, if you go to a pharmacy, they'll sell you for $5. They'll sell you a bag that then you can send in to, I don't know, the FDA or whoever. I kind of have a question about y'all. I love using y'all.
Gene, we're going to have to take a quick break. I'm going to put you on hold. We'll come right back to you after the other end, okay? 800-933-5372. We'll be back in just a bit. It's anything you ever wanted to know here at KERA. I'm Stephen Becker in this week for Jeff Whittington. We're taking your questions and answers for about 17 more minutes. If you'd like to join the conversation, 800-933-5372, or you can email the show at anything@kera.org, and let's rifle through a couple of those emails. Nikki has some advice on the person with the adrenal problem. She says, look up the Institute for Functional Medicine. They have information. I'm sure they are online somewhere. Charlotte wanted to chime in on the lane merging question. We had a question about if you are exiting a highway onto a two-way street, who's got the right-of-way? And she says, I am a claims adjuster, and on Texas highways, when exiting the off-ramp, the access road traffic must yield to the car merging, as they have the right-of-way when the off-ramp merges with the lane. That makes sense. You're coming at a high rate of speed off that highway. I suppose everyone else has got to look out for you. Let's see. R. Franks asks, why is there a Phoenix Coyotes NHL hockey team plane parked at Love Field by Bachman Lake? It's there during the NHL season, and it's currently there. We'll see if we can get an answer for you about that one. Let's see. Hazel in Fort Worth wants to know. She says, I'd like to know if there is a way to listen to TV on the radio. My days got very long when everything switched to digital. If you can help any of these folks out, 800-933-5372, or email us at anything@kera.org. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Guru in Irving. Hey, thanks for calling.
Hi. I have a 22-inch fluorescent tube light.
Okay.
And the tube is gone. So I've been searching around Metroplex in different stores, Home Depot, Ace, and all the hardware stores in Walmart. I've never been able to find anything for 22 inches. There's 21, there's 24, but nothing has a 22-inch tube.
Okay.
But I would like to know where I could find, or if there's some specialty stores that I can go and find them.
So we're looking for a 22-inch tube light.
Yes.
Okay. Hey, we'll see if we can get an answer for you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Let's go next on the phone to Dalton in Irving. Dalton, thanks for calling anything.
Thank you. How are you doing today?
Great. Hey, great. You got a question for us today?
I do. I'm recently moved here with my wife. And we've got two dogs. One is 100 pounds and one is 50. And I'm wondering if there are any companies in the Dallas area, rental properties or property management companies that cater towards people with pets.
Okay. And particularly maybe people with large pets such as yours?
Exactly.
Okay. So we're looking for a place to live with big pets. Well, we'll see if we can get an answer for you. Okay.
Thank you.
Hey, thanks for calling. 800-933-5372, anything at kera.org. And we did have, let's see, one more question. Christina asked, she says, a while ago, and I remember this question, a while ago, someone asked where the smell of waffles comes from in downtown Dallas. Did that ever get answered? I don't remember us getting an answer to that. She says, I often smell what they're talking about when I'm out walking my dog in the morning, though I'd say it smells like blueberry muffins. So waffles, blueberry muffins, maybe this is a actual bakery or something that does more than just one thing. If you hang out near downtown and have that smell on occasion and know the answer, 800-933-5372 or shoot us an email to anything at kera.org. Let's go to Bhuvan in Dallas, who has an answer about the cheap recording devices. Hello,
Hi.
Are you there? Yeah, hey. So you had an answer about the caller who wanted to have an easy and cheap but professional-sounding recording device, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So the popular chain store, Guitar Center, I know that they have a huge collection of recording devices. But in big towns and cities, they have warehouses open for public where the prices are almost 75 to 80% off on the recording devices, guitars, anything that they sell. So if that person can find a Guitar Center warehouse in their city, that would be a great place to look for like cheap and pretty usable recording devices.
Okay. Hey, thanks for weighing in.
Right. You're welcome.
Yeah, have a good day. And let's get an answer to the tube light question. John in Arlington, you have an answer for us?
Yes, sir. I'm an electrician, been an electrician for 17 years. With all the rare light bulbs you need to find, there's a place in Dallas called Light Bulb Depot. And, get the street they're off of. You can look them up. They've been in there for a long time. They can't find it, they will order it for you.
Okay. Hey, so that's Light Bulbs Depot. Was that the name of it?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Hey, thanks for calling.
Thank you. Bye.
Now let's go once more to the phones to Bernie and Burleson. Bernie, thanks for calling anything.
Yes. I had heard a story on local news approximately a year ago about a company here in the Metroplex that was looking for specifically people who had Asperger's. I know a young gentleman who could use a job in that field. Mm-hmm. If anyone knows what that company was, I'd appreciate it.
So they were looking specifically for people with Asperger's to work for their company?
Yes, because they have a better concentration. I believe it was a gaming company, but I'm not sure. It's just been quite a while, but I know a young man who's just graduated and is having a little bit of difficulty finding a position. And I remember this, like I said, from about a year ago. Hopefully somebody out there knows the company in question.
Interesting. Hey, well, we'll see if we can find something out for you, okay?
Thank you.
All right, thank you. And while we're on the topic of employment, let's go to Duncan in Dallas. Duncan, thanks for calling.
Thank you for taking me.
Sure.
Yes, there was a question about internship. I believe it was in computer design and animation.
Yeah.
I don't know how far the caller in question is willing to travel, but Funimation Studios is actually their main home front is in Flower Mound.
Mm-hmm.
And what they do is they procure licensing for Japanese animes to the American markets, and they need interns to do things like lip syncing, audio engineering. I'm sure web page design is involved in there too. So if you're still listening, if you contact them, I believe they do paid internships for students currently enrolled.
Okay. And that's Funimation, you said, right?
Funimation, yes, sir.
Okay. Well, hey, thanks for the advice.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Well, let's go once more to the phones to Tiffany and Rowlett. Tiffany, you have an answer for us about that plane at Love Field?
Yeah. The guy who does the maintenance and flies for the Phoenix Coyotes, he lives here in DFW. So sometimes when he's here in town, then the plane is here.
Okay. Well, hey, thanks for the heads up.
All right.
Take care. 800-933-5372. We've got a couple lines open. If you have a question, we could probably sneak you in here before the top of the hour, or we could take your answer if you'd like to give it. Also at anything@kera.org. Let's see. I did have one more question I wanted to get to here from Hassan in Fort Worth, who asks, he says, recently the grass around my young red oak tree was treated with chemicals to get rid of weeds. Unfortunately, it affected the tree negatively, causing its leaves to turn dark brown and fall off. Does anybody know what I can do to help the tree recover from adverse chemical reaction? So if anyone's had experience with, fertilizer or chemicals applied to their lawn gone wrong, and you have advice on how to reverse that, we'd love to hear from you. 800-933-5372. Let's go back to the phones and get one more weigh in on our very popular topic of y'all. Bruce, thanks for calling.
Yes.
Go right ahead.
An earlier caller, I had a correction. He said that all y'all is redundant. There are certain situations, if you're referring to a collective group of people and you're asking if all of that group is going someplace, like are all of y'all coming to the family reunion or just some of y'all?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So it can be redundant how it's used, but if you're asking about an entire group of people rather than just some of the group.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense. If you are if you're referencing the collective group, but you're trying to differentiate some people within that group, I suppose is what you're saying.
Right.
Okay. Well, hey, thanks so much for weighing in. Appreciate it.
Sure.
Thanks. Have a good day. 800-933-5372 or anything@kera.org. Let's go to Carrie in Dallas. Carrie, what is your question? Hello, Carrie.
Hi, I have a question about Dallas recycling.
Sure, go right ahead.
I heard on another radio station, Classical 101, yesterday, a public service announcement that said in Dallas we should put our recyclables, clean recyclables, directly into the blue canister and not pre-bag them in plastic bags, because that can actually force them to throw out the whole thing as garbage.
Really? So if
and
you...
I wanted to confirm that true or not. I just... Because I prepackage mine in the nice clear blue bags just because it seems cleaner to me, and I'll make sure that they all get thrown away properly.
Right. So you're asking, do I need to just turn around and dump that bag into your
receptacle? Into my big blue recyclable thing.
Yeah, that's an answer I'd like to know, because I've been doing the same thing as you for many years, and I'd hate to think all that effort went just straight into the landfill.
Right, exactly. So that would be great if we could get an answer to that. Thank you so much.
Hey, thank you. We'll see if we can get an answer for you.
Great, thanks.
Heading back to the email box here, Ron had an answer for the audio recording device. He says, use your smartphone. It does the job just fine. I would second that. We use our smartphones a lot here at KERA. You'd be surprised how much of that audio you hear on the air is actually recorded via iPhone. Heather writes in about dog-friendly apartments. She says Bell Park Central at Coit and Forest is a place that is accepting of big dogs. Let's see. Lisa asks, she says, we purchased pet food that apparently had moths. Now our house is invaded by these pesky creatures. How do we get rid of them? They are everywhere. If you can help Lisa get rid of her moths, she would be forever in your debt. 800-933-5372 is where you can help her out. Or you can visit us online and shoot us an email at anything@kera.org. We've got time for just a couple more calls this hour, so why don't we get to them and talk to Jeff in Dallas. Jeff, thanks for calling Anything.
You're welcome. I was just calling to say that I will accept big dogs. I own some rental houses. I actually prefer people that have dogs over those that don't because they're more dependable.
I'll tell you what, I'm going to put you on hold and we'll see if we can take your information and maybe pass it along to the person who had asked that question. Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Hey, thank you. Let's see. Let's go now to Ray in Dallas. Ray, thanks for calling.
Hi. I had some information about finding out about the fellow with the tree.
The
problem with the chemicals and
chemicals,
whatever.
Chemicals, yeah.
The Dallas County Master Gardeners has a help desk. It's open from 8 to 4 Monday through Friday. You can find their website, DallasCountyMasterGardeners.com or .org. But the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service, the county agent, the county agriculture agent.
Mm-hmm. And so the
basically involved in that so that you could look at, they've got a wealth of information about trees or plants and whatever else, and also the chemicals and then also pests.
Okay, and I'm interested in this master gardener. So are there like volunteer master gardeners who
yes,
answer your calls?
Yes, we're a volunteer educational program. There's about 400 in Dallas County, and they do a lot of volunteering, a lot of educational outreach.
Hey, cool.
But if you look up both of those on the web, he'll put him into a wealth of info.
Okay. Well, hey, thanks for the advice, and thanks for the work you guys do.
All right.
Okay, take care. 800-933-5372. One more thing on the adrenal fatigue question. Rick writes in to say, I went to the Tennant Institute in Coppell for adrenal fatigue. Dr. Tennant is an MD, but takes more of an alternative approach. So I'm sure if you Google the Tennant Institute in Coppell, you could probably find all the information you need there. Let's go back to the phones to Tim in Arlington. Tim, thanks for calling. Hello,
Hi,
Tim.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, yeah, sure. So do you have a question today?
I was calling to ask if anyone knew anything about a petroleum geology internship anywhere around the DFW Metroplex.
Are you a student currently?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And you're looking to fill some of those credit hours, I guess? Or?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. So geology, petroleum, engineering internship.
No. Not engineering.
Not engineering. Okay, just the...
geology, but it's petroleum geology. Yeah.
Petroleum geology. Okay, apologize for that. Okay. Well, hey, we'll see if we can get an answer for you, all right?
Thank you.
And tune in next week because, we're pretty late in the show, so it might not be till then, but we'll see if we can find one for you.
Okay.
All right. 800-933-5372. Got time for one more call. Let's go to Andy in Dallas. Andy.
Hi. I was calling with an answer for the moth question.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
There's a couple of different things you can do that are all natural. Obviously, the most solution is mothballs. The most common solution. However, if you use little cedar chips, you can get them at pet stores, and line your dresser drawers, moths will stay out of any clothing that's folded.
Okay.
And you can also take little shot glasses or mason jars and fill them with just about a centimeter of red wine. Mm. Cover it with cellophane and poke little holes in the top. Flies and moths will be attracted to it, and they'll be trapped in the glass.
Thanks so much. Really appreciate it, Andy. Well, that's all the time we have today. Our show today was produced by Gus Contreras. Fiona Norton took your calls with help from Gus. Shelley Canavy engineered the show, and Christine McConnell produces the podcast. Once again, I am Stephen Becker in this week for Jeff Whittington. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll see you next Friday.